This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Ball lines sharply to right field and over the head of Juan Soto. Hayes trots in to score. Triolo heads to third on that ripping double the other way by Canario. 2-0 Pirates. Swing fly ball. That one's hit high above the wall in right. 3-run homer for Reynolds. Number 9, and the Pirates blowing out the Mets tonight. It's 8-1. Here's the pitch. Swinging a bouncer on to second. Could be the ball game on to short. There's one. Relay scooped by Triolo, a double play, and that ends it. The Pirates beat up on the Mets, 9-1. Here's a 1-1, and a swing and a liner up the middle, falling fast and down for a base hit. Taylor has to smother it, keep it in front of him. Barton will come in to score, RBI single, key Brian Hayes, it's 2-1 Pirates. Here's the pitch, swing and a liner, ticking off of Alonso's glove and into right, a base hit. Everyone up a base. RBI single, key Brian Hayes, it's 4-2. The pitch, and a swing, yep, and a soft liner over second into right, base hit. One run is in. Hayes is going to score as well. Two-run single for Andrew McCutchen, and it's 7-2 Pirates here in the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. Soto swings through it. He strikes out on the splitter, and the Pirates have won the first two games of the series. They beat the Mets 9-2. Cruz belts one to right and deep and gone. A line drive home run for Cruz. Like it was shot out of a cannon. Pham out to deep right field. Soto back to the wall. There it goes. Opposite field home run for Tommy Pham. Break up the Buccos. 5-0 in the first.
Series for offense we've had.
Hard base hit into left. Hayes around third. He's going to score. Pham knocks in another. His second RBI today. 8-1 Pirates. Pirates with 7 extra base hits in this game. By far a season high. Whoa. Cruz soars one out to right. No movement at all by Soto. Another home run for Cruz. His second long ball today. And the Pirates are up 10-1. Pitch swung on and missed, and the Pirates complete the sweep. A resounding 12-1 win this afternoon over the Mets, and for the first time in 10 years, the Pirates take them all against New York. What a series for the Pirates.
The six-pack is brought to you by Bet365. How about a six-pack of whoop-ass? That's what the Pirates gave the Mets this weekend at PNC Park. What a weekend. What a series at the ballpark. The Pirates outscore the Mets 30-4 in the three-game sweep. The most frustrating offense in baseball, flipping the script on the mighty Mets, the league's most expensive active roster, and bullied them in all three games of the weekend. One team has been atop their division all season, while the other has had its season feel like it's over since May. But it didn't feel that way Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. It was fun, even if it was short-lived, and even if it doesn't mean much over the course of the season, it was fun. I hope you enjoyed the weekend. Sometimes you have to take those victories as a team and as a fan base and enjoy them, regardless of the team's record. We are allowed to enjoy it. Donnie Chedrick with you on 93.7 The Fan this morning, taking you up until 2 p.m. Today is the rescheduled Bob Pompiani golf outing at Chartiers Country Club, so Pomp is obviously out today, and Joe will never pass up an opportunity to golf, so he is there as well. That means you are stuck with me for a few hours. Our pal Austin Bechtold, City Limits behind the glass. He was a news, I don't know if I'd say news breaker, news gatherer of sorts over the weekend. We'll get to that a little bit later on. What's on, off the top, I almost said what's on tap. That's a Pirates read. Off the top, that's presented by JP Roofing and Siding. We will dive into this Pirates sweep of the Mets. We will pay tribute to Dave Parker next hour, the former Pirates outfielder, who was just about a month away from his baseball Hall of Fame induction. Former Pirates broadcaster Lanny Fratteri will join the show at 11:30. He saw some of Parker's best seasons in his Hall of Fame career. We will open it up to you if you want to reflect on the life and career of Dave Parker. We'll do that around noon. That will just be sort of an open forum at 412-928-9370, remembering the legendary Pirates outfielder. 12:30, we will play a little game called Weekend Winners and give three winners from the weekend, sports-related or not. As I mentioned, a local high school legend told Austin, among others, that he would be absolutely open to playing for the Steelers if they made the call. We dive into that later as well. Pirates and Cardinals tonight at PNC Park. We will preview that game before we are done today. 6:40 first pitch. Dan Zangrilli has the North Shore Tavern leadoff show at 5:45. So a baseball-heavy show, as it should be. And you can join the conversation, as always, at 412-928-9370. If you want to share your enjoyment from this weekend, you can hop on the Fan Hotline, which is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So you can hop in if you were at the ball game yesterday, if you were at any of the games this weekend, maybe you went to all three. 412-928-9370. Is it more enjoyable when they do this to a big money team? I think it is. But what say you at 412-928-9370? The Pirates did something this weekend that they haven't done in 90 years. This came from Alex Stumpf on Twitter. He covers the Pirates for MLB.com. Per the Elias Sports Bureau, this is the third time in franchise history the Pirates won every single game of a series by at least 7 runs. The last time was May 13 through 15, 1935 against Philadelphia. Ron Cook was covering the series. The Pirates won those games 10-1, 8-1, and then 20-5 in the finale. I was looking back at that game, that finale on May 15th, 1935, just to get a little bit of a laugh, but also just see some of the names in that Pirates lineup. By the way, that game that saw 25 runs scored, that game lasted just over 2 hours. What a beautiful sport it was back in its heyday. Big Poison and Little Poison had big games. Lloyd Wehner, 3-for-6, 5 runs scored. Paul Wehner, 2-of-5, 3 runs scored, a run batted in. Arky Vaughn had 6 RBI in the finale. He was hitting 404 at that point in the season. It was funny looking back at some of these names. Guy Bush got pulled after a third of an inning because he allowed 5 earned runs, but don't worry. Bill Swift, he went the rest of the way, shutting out the Phillies over the final 8 2/3. 1 walk and 2 strikeouts. Nobody ever struck out back then. Austin, you ever look at like an old box score of a game from long, long ago?
Everyone was Tony Gwynn back then. They just hit everything in play, hit contact, not a lot of homers, but the velocity was also not there. But yeah, everybody was just absolutely mashing the baseball.
Yeah, I mean, the really like any game you could pull up, you would just see. And a pitcher's line was always very funny because it would be like 9 innings, 7 hits, 4 earned runs, no walks, 1 strikeout, 85 pitches. It's like something laughable that just makes no sense in today's baseball. But that's just to paint a picture of how long ago it was that the Pirates did something like this. And baseball in 1935 was certainly not the way baseball is now in 2025. 90 years ago, we weren't talking about players that were making $250 million on a contract. We weren't talking about that at all. In fact, the late Dave Parker, when he was the first guy to sign a $1 million contract. And now just think of how far we have come since. So if you were at the ballpark this weekend or watched any of the games, you did see a bit of history. The Pirates winning 9-1, 9-2, 12-1 over a 3-game series. And it just felt so satisfying. Because it is fun seeing that happen to a big market team. And the team that spends more on their active payroll than any other team in baseball, which, by the way, you are allowed to celebrate and credit and enjoy what the players are doing without celebrating the owner, because that always seems to be like a caveat of this conversation where you're enjoying the Pirates beating up on a team that spends as much money as the New York Mets, and you very quickly find the detractors pointing out that the Pirates don't spend anything compared to them. Like, why are we celebrating the fact that Bob Nutting's team is winning these games? You're allowed to celebrate the actual players. Okay, the players on the field are not the ones that dictate how much money gets spent on the roster. You can still cheer for those guys, go to games, and enjoy what the guys in the field and on the mound and at the plate are able to do. Because we see something like this weekend. It's been done 3 times in the Pirates' history, a pretty storied history at that. Maybe not as of late, but over the course of time, a pretty storied baseball history. And we saw something the Pirates had not done in nearly a century. We can acknowledge that the Pirates still have plenty of issues within their front office, but I'm not going to acknowledge how fun of a weekend it was at the ballpark. You know, turning on the game yesterday, I had just missed the top half of the first inning, but I turn on the game just as Brian Reynolds hits the double in the bottom half, and it was a 2-out situation, 2 guys in scoring position, and you're thinking to yourself, given what we have seen over the course of the season, they'll end up screwing this up, the Mets will get out of it, and who knows what type of momentum that brings to the New York dugout. That didn't happen. The Pirates went on to score five times. Couple of home runs. Tommy Pham hitting home runs. O'Neill Cruz hit two home runs yesterday. Just days after, one of our part-time guys had the bold take Saturday morning that they should trade him. That might be a question I pose to Austin here in a little bit, but it was just enjoyable sitting down and watching the Pirates score runs. An offense that has been so stagnant and frustrating to watch. An offense that has been shut out more times than anybody in Major League Baseball this season. A lot of times just looking lifeless. We get to see this team, this lineup, put up 30 runs in a series. 10 runs a game on average. You're allowed to enjoy that. The season has not had many enjoyable moments. We are allowed to enjoy the little things. Individual games, individual accomplishments. We're allowed to. I know we have been beat up and battered as Pirates fans, but I certainly did. It was an awesome weekend to do it. On top of all of this, Pony also owes five people a Paul Skeens jersey, which might be my favorite development from the entire weekend. And I know that he has already been in contact with some people on getting those jerseys. So it does not sound like it will be Andrew Filippone weaseling his way out of fulfilling a commitment, fulfilling a bet of sorts. And I know what Pony was doing here, which is why it was funnier and more, you know, enjoyable to me on that end. I know the guy well enough to know that his favorite team is the New York Mets. So his goal this weekend, when he put that out there, when he put out the tweet that if the Pirates take 2 of 3 against the Mets, I will get one of my followers a Paul Skeens jersey. If they sweep the Mets, I will get 5 followers a Paul Skeens jersey. I know what the guy was doing. I'll put this out there as goodwill to Pirates fans, but I know that this is basically the kiss of death. Speaking as Pony here, and Pony being the Mets fan that he is, grew up a Mets fan. And since that team is going to be playing competitive baseball all the way through this season, he thought that was his way of saying, well, now there's no way that the Mets go any worse than 2-1 this weekend. Not only did they get swept, they got massacred. That made it even funnier. The reverse jinx did not work. The Pirates swept the Mets. He is now on the hook for 5 Paul Skeens jerseys to his loyal following. And Austin, from my impression, he has already started to make some waves on acquiring those jerseys. So he's not getting his way out of it.
He is not getting his way out of it. Now, how he will be acquiring those jerseys will be a question. But I think Pony is making some good calls right now on trying to acquire the jerseys to help out some fans, which is going to be cool. I'm glad that he's going through with it.
And Austin, you had some important games yourself this weekend.
Oh,
yes. You were talking to me about your day-long wiffle ball games yesterday. I think you played like 5 games or
I did.
Something around
there.
As
you know, I am the wiffle ball connoisseur of Western Pennsylvania.
But from a Pirates perspective here, I mean, you are a diehard Pirates fan. You see them do this to the Mets. I mean, you can't help but have a smile on your face the whole time.
Oh, no doubt. I played 23 innings between 2 leagues yesterday, including my own, but I was able to catch a good part of the game, some on TV, some on radio. And I was at the game on Friday, and the first thing that came to my mind at the game on Friday, because I was sitting out in center, Juan Soto has no idea what the hell he's doing out there defensively. Just no clue. He is inept as a defender. And, you know, you hear a lot of Mets fans that have just been complaining about Soto and the huge contract that they gave him, and he's not the true five-tool guy that many make him out to be. Well, he's definitely not defensively. He might be a top five hitter in all of baseball. I think that's unquestioned. But it's an adventure anytime there's a ball out there in right. So that was cool to see. And I remember just going to so many games in 13, 14, 15 against the Mets. Jay Hay rundown games, walk-offs where they beat the Mets. And over the last couple of years, that kind of went away where the Mets were starting to get back at the Pirates at PNC. This was really cool to see them be able to go out there and just give it to a team with one of the biggest payrolls in all of baseball.
Yeah, highest active payroll in all of baseball, second to only the Dodgers in overall payroll, because the Dodgers were able to finagle some things in their favor, certainly with Shohei Ohtani being the lead example. But you're right, it brings back some of the memories of good Pirates teams. And we're not saying that this Pirates team is in that conversation. And I don't think that either of us are getting caught up in the Pirates all of a sudden being a good hitting team or a good offense. That's not what we're saying. But it does bring me back to the times in 2013, 2014, 2015 when we saw the Pirates match up with the Mets and more often than not get the better of them. I think one of those years they were 7-0 against the Mets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
7 yep. and 1, something like that. Like, they dominated the Mets every time they played them, and I think that actually ended up being more frustrating in the end, because that was the year, that was 2015, the Mets got to the World Series that year, and we're sitting here watching a team the Pirates beat 7 out of 7 times. It does kind of bring back some of those memories, and they also got to do it, even if there were a healthy amount of Mets fans, there was a pretty packed ballpark all weekend.
There's nothing like when there's a bunch of road fans, and I hate seeing that personally. Like, when I go to a game, and like Philadelphia over the last couple of years has really taken over the stadium at times, and same thing with the Mets. I love when there's just an absolute spanking of the opposing team that those fans have to drive home just disgusted by what they witnessed. I think it's awesome. Now, I'm sure that they would wish the same thing if you or I went to, like, Cincinnati, or went to Wrigley, or went to, you know, the bank in Philly, or went up to Citi Field. They probably would expect the same thing, but I don't know. There's something about just being a Bucco fan and don't say anything to those Mets fans. Just walk on by and be polite, but watching their faces just look all upset as they walk out of the ballpark, it brings a little bit of joy to your friend limits.
Yeah, especially with a team like that, because you're coming into the stadium that weekend and assuming that you did make the drive all the way from somewhere in New York, you're going to be there for at least 2 out of the 3 games, maybe even all 3.
Or if you're Greg Finley, you're making the drive from 20 minutes away.
I don't know if Greg got out to a game. He went to a game either last year or the year before he tried to make the trip. I think he went to one of them with Pony. But luckily for those guys who saw their favorite team get whooped on this weekend, they did not have to sit through it at all in the stadium. Because that would be a deflating feeling if you're a Mets fan that traveled to the game thinking, well, I mean, we're playing the Pirates. There's no way. Maybe they beat us Friday night, but they won't do it the next 2 days. And it's not only that they lost. None of these games for Mets fans were fun. They got killed in these games.
And the Mets always have, like, that section of people. I don't know what their names are, but that, like, huge fan section on Twitter where they decide, they're like, yeah, we'll go to a road game. We'll go to a road series. And they decided that they've done this, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but there's a conglomerate of like 100, maybe 200, 300 Mets fans that'll all pick a section and sit somewhere. And I guess, as one of our texters, Nick in Stanton Heights, points out, there were 3 sections of the upper deck just filled with Mets fans, all wearing like the same shirts and everything. And to be able to see them walk out of the stadium and as losers, Nick points out, is pretty funny.
And I saw somebody else, which I guess is just somebody that did not want to live it up this weekend. They were asking on the text line why the highlights were being played from all 3 games. They did something they didn't do in 90 years. 90 years.
Yeah, that's why.
They have not beaten a team this badly. They have not swept a team and won each game by 7 or more runs since 1935. There has been a lot of baseball played, good, bad, and ugly, since that point. And we got to enjoy it this weekend. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. Would love to load it up with some people who got to experience these games this weekend. One of them, 2 of them, all of them. Maybe they just watched or listened at home, whatever it may be. It was a fun weekend to be a Pirates fan. 412-928-9370. You can also hit us up on that fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We will get to our guy here, Troy in Mount Washington, before the break. What's going on, Troy?
Donnie, what's up?
What's going on, man? Did you hit any of those games this weekend?
I caught a little bit. It was my son's first birthday this weekend, so we did a big kind of party for him.
Oh, very exciting.
A little bit on the radio in passing. I just want to say what Nick Gonzalez said about retiring his number and him having to change his number, one of the most classiest things. I think he's a player for years to come that the Pirates need to focus on putting their attention as one of their main guys. And I mean, it's time to retire guys' number before they pass away. I mean, Terry Bradshaw did enough for the Steelers to where that should be retired. We need to start normalizing getting these players' numbers retired before it's too late, first off. Second off, you know I'm normally the most positive guy. Bechtold, you know, like I'm optimistic towards things, but I get what you're saying about the players feeling good about this weekend, but like as a fan, like I'm just like overseeing this and knowing that it's not going to continue or not going to happen. It's like I feel like we're the nerd, like the fans are the nerds at school, and the Pirates are like the pretty girl, and like she maybe like turned and said something to you one day or asked for a pencil or an eraser, and you go home and you're so happy. And then like 2 weeks later, she's kissing her new boyfriend and you're like, oh man, I really thought, you know, she was going to talk to me a little bit more. And I'm just tired. This aggravates me as a fan more. And I'm more upset to see that they beat a team where they know that team's leaving and being like, yeah, we're going to the playoffs. So.
Yeah, Trey, I get what you're saying there. Like, I don't want to get caught up on this weekend and think that this will continue. I mean, hell, I wouldn't be stunned tonight if the Pirates went out there and got shut out or scored less than 3 runs against St. Louis. That would just be so fitting if they went out before the All-Star break here and, you know, just lost a bunch of games. I'm not going to act as if one big weekend against the Mets with this team, oh, they're bound to win 8 in a row or 10 in a row or 12 in a row. I'm certainly not going to go out and say that will happen. So the point is taken. I just hope in a season that has been very ugly, we're able to at least enjoy a little bit. And I also want to touch on the comment there about Nick Gonzalez, what he said after the game on Saturday, how he wanted that number to now be retired and he would happily take another one. I do think that's a super classy move on Nick Gonzalez's part. And he is somebody who is turning into a fan favorite of sorts. And with a team like this, not to be harsh, but it probably doesn't take a whole lot. I mean, show up every day, be a dude that gives 110% no matter how good or bad the team is, and be an actual solid player, which he is. And then you say the right things off the field as well. That's going to score you points with people. And I think he did that. And to Troy's point there, which I fully agree with, and this isn't the first time that we have seen a team in this city get caught up in this. I've said for a while now, Austin, that especially the Steelers and Pirates more so, the Penguins do a pretty good job of this. We know that they retired Yager's jersey in recent memory, but the Steelers and Pirates, the Steelers got, you know, an example of this was with the Franco Harris passing. These teams just wait around too long to retire numbers, and unfortunately, the guys that donned the numbers at their peak and were such great players, and in this case, Gonzalez had the number. We've seen a couple of other Pirates wear number 39, but we have also seen cases with both teams where nobody else is going to wear a certain number. So why not just retire it? Like, they just kind of sit there unofficially retired forever.
Very classy move from Nick Gonzalez to say that. I don't think that they're going to ultimately retire Parker's number. I don't think they're going to retire Bonds' number. And a big reason why is because of the amount of times that they've given out the number since the player has retired. Like, if they would have retired Parker by now, I think it would just already would have happened if they were prone to do it. But I'm with you on the Steelers. Like, we all know that 12 is not going to be worn by anyone else. And if it was, Aaron Rodgers was the perfect candidate. We all know that Bradshaw's number is basically retired. So why not just retire it for real with a real ceremony and everything? This year would be the perfect year to do it. You're talking, what, the 50th anniversary of the second Super Bowl, where Bradshaw was more of a active participant, you know, for the team, mm-hmm. as he really started to find it, figure it out. Like, you're going to wait for 2028, 2029 or whatever, 2030. Just get it over with. Do it. Like, I don't understand it from that perspective. And same with Mel Blunt. Same with, I mean, what other number? Lambert.
The Steelers, there's a list of like 8 to 10 guys that are unofficially retired. I mean, you're not going to see another 12. You're not going to see another 58 or 59.
No one's wearing 7 again for Ben.
Yeah, you're not going to see another 7 or 36 or 43 or 86. More so the guys that played in the 2000s. You're not going to see that because they just kind of wait around too long. So a good point there by Troy. But I want to hear from more of you coming up next at 412-928-9370. Your experience this weekend, Pirates and Mets. Did you take in any of the games at the ballpark? Maybe you were just at home watching or listening here and there. Whatever it may be. How did this weekend make you feel about the Buccos? Is it more enjoyable when they do this to a big money team in a huge market like the Mets? And also something else we'll get into next. Did it sadly feel like this could have been a tryout of sorts for some of these guys this weekend?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms,
shades, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What a turn to the show. We have limits. As fun as it was talking about the Pirates this weekend, an absolute blockbuster. If you didn't hear Austin's headline going into the last break, the Steelers have finalized a trade to acquire all-pro cornerback Jalen Ramsey from the Dolphins. Sources telling Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport. Ramsey's adjusted contract includes a $1.5 million raise in 2025, so his salary this year, $26.6 million. The Steelers have now acquired some massive names this offseason to go along with DK Metcalf, Darius Slay, Aaron Rodgers. It is now Jalen Ramsey. The corners on this team are now Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, Joey Porter Jr. I got to give some credit, not thinking they would have another splash in them, but they certainly do. I think Ramsey can still play a little bit. I want to let the people sound off on this at 412-928-9370. As of what, last week, the reports from Adam Schefter and company were, yeah, they've checked in, but probably no chance this happens. Well, this is the big breaking news of the day, and this will carry the load for probably the next several hours. I know that the guys in the afternoon, they now have their plans for the entire afternoon. Jalen Ramsey is a Steeler. 412-928-9370. I think this really shows, given the finances of the deal as well, I would love to see them still add somebody at receiver, but this does tell me these guys are going all in on 2025. And even though I'm not going to toss this team into the Super Bowl or anything like that, Austin, you can't say they're not making an effort at it after getting Aaron Rodgers, already acquiring DK Metcalf. They're making moves like a team that is all in on 2025.
It's significant, Donnie, and you know, we still don't know what the full return is going to be yet for Ramsey, but I mean, this is a move of Omar Khan basically saying, all right, Jonnu Smith has been thrown out there. There's been discussions about Jalen Ramsey as well that I mean, you mentioned, was shut down prior to this. It's surprising to me that they did this. I am surprised, especially after the Darius Slay move. I thought maybe they would do something to try to find a corner that can play a nickel position or play in the slot, whatever. I wonder what this means for Joey Porter Jr. Or is this ultimately extra insurance in case Darius Slay, who's 34, gets hurt? So this honestly brings up more questions than answers with this move for me.
I think it's kind of a backup plan of sorts with Darius Slay. I feel like those guys would split a little bit more. But even so, if it's sort of a three-man rotation at corner between the three, I don't think that's the worst thing in the world either, because maybe the Steelers after last season felt as if there was a little bit too much on the plate for Joey Porter Jr. It was his second year in the league, a big step up in responsibility into his second year. And we saw in some of those matchups, he was clearly outmatched. I can't get the one performance against Cincinnati out of my head, and he was mostly on T. Higgins, their number two, not Jamar Chase, and he had himself some trouble. He gets into penalty trouble, so this, I think, a big-time insurance policy for both, but hey, I'm not against just acquiring good players And given the Steelers cap situation, they can't afford it. And on top of that, given how the game is played now, you can never have enough guys to defend the pass. You can never have enough guys to catch passes. You can never have enough guys to defend the pass, especially. So you keep bringing in corners that or defensive backs that are playing good football. I don't know if I'd say the Steelers have the best defensive backfield in the game. I mean, there's a team in their own division that has a pretty good one. Just added Jaire Alexander a couple of weeks ago. But this is the Steelers' counterpunch to that. You have your three top corners as Ramsey, Porter, Slay, in whatever order. Minka Fitzpatrick, Deshaun Elliott, Juan Thornhill was one of the offseason acquisitions. I like what this team is building on the defensive side, but again, it just adds to the pressure that the defense is now going to have.
Can I play devil's advocate for a moment, Donnie?
Sure.
So people, obviously, there are some out there that are not optimistic about Rodgers that think that he's done at 41 and he doesn't really have much of a chance to still be able to play. I know Ramsey is 30 and he'll be 31 in October. Plus adding Darius Slay, do you think that it's a realistic possibility that the Steelers are bringing in a lot of big names that might still be able to play, but it just ultimately all collapses in on them and all of them cannot play anymore?
I think there's a possibility of that. I don't know what percentage I would put it at for each guy, but I get what you're saying. Like, they're bringing in a lot of what they're doing, and they've kind of done this over the last couple of years, but this year it seems so more than any. They really are collecting football cards.
Yes.
You look at the back of that football card for Aaron Rodgers, you see one of the best resumes in NFL history. You got a pretty good football card with Darius Slay, an even better one with Jalen Ramsey. Metcalf, I wouldn't say at the same level, just due to he's still a pretty young player. Given where a couple of these names are at. But there is the possibility that things could crumble for every guy. I think the nice thing is, really besides quarterback, they're pretty good in terms of depth at most of these positions.
So Ramsey, according to PFF, had a 77 overall grade. That was 16th out of 222 corners. So PFF, who I know we talk a lot about when it comes to the Myles Garrett and TJ Watt discussions, he ended up playing a ton too. He was 13th out of 222 corners and snaps. So Ramsey, available, was on the field. The one thing about him that has always kind of frustrated me is sometimes he can be overly aggressive. And I wonder in Tomlin's defense how much freedom they're going to allow Ramsey to be. Because sometimes, whether he's jumping routes or he's playing extra aggressive right at the line of scrimmage, he was also 10th out of all corners in run defense, and that's something that they significantly needed improvement with as well from the secondary, especially after getting run all over against Baltimore. I wonder how Tomlin's ultimately going to deploy him. Like, is it going to be Ramsey and Porter opposite each other? Are they going to play more packages with Ramsey, Porter, and Slay all on the field at the same time? Does Beanie Bishop just get phased out of the offense or out of the defense? Was swiping his feet on the pit logo enough for enough people to be infuriated with Beanie Bishop, or is he's going to be parked on the bench for a little bit? I don't know. But what I do know is that one of the biggest positional groups that we had questions with, corner and wide receiver, corner has been upgraded. How big of an upgrade? I think it's something. I just don't know if it's significant.
Yeah, I mean, it gives them the ability to be pretty creative with things defensively, too. But we mentioned the added pressure. This is a defense that in the very recent playoff games has gotten beat up over the course of 60 minutes. I know that it was more so the run defense against the Ravens where they ran for 300 yards on them. But this just does add a layer of pressure because it is yet again a first-round pick, a former first-round pick being added. And not just any other first-round pick, a guy that is a multi-time All-Pro, multi-time Pro Bowler. He has been a great corner in the league since he entered. I mean, he used to be a menace with the Jags. I mean, that was certainly him at his peak early in his career. You remember those defense, that defense with, oh, we got something
Donnie,
else.
We know the return.
Okay, what
and
do we
you
got?
You are not going to believe it. According to Adam Schefter, this is the trade. The Steelers are acquiring Jalen Ramsey for Minkah Fitzpatrick. A one-for-one, player-for-player trade. The Steelers are trading Minkah Fitzpatrick to the Dolphins back to Miami after acquiring him years ago for a first-round pick from the Dolphins, which they don't do, giving up a first-round pick. They are sending Minkah back to Miami for Jalen Ramsey.
Holy crap. Okay, now this
just changes everything.
Wow.
So Juan Thornhill and newly extended Deshaun Elliott, where when Elliott was extended, I wondered, what does this mean for Minkah? This is unreal. This is unreal. They're trading Minkah to Miami, one for one for Ramsey. Never could I have expected this coming.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. All right, so that the Steelers defensive backfield I just ran through, you can put a big X through the name Minkah Fitzpatrick. This got to be one of the bigger NFL trades, player for player, that we have seen in years.
This is one of the biggest trades in Steelers history.
We have not seen, you know, we just don't really see a straight player for player trade like this anymore.
No, not when you're trading two All Pros
and one guy back to his old team.
Yes,
where he
demanded out.
Wow, this is a blockbuster. In every sense of the word. The Steelers are trading Minkah Fitzpatrick and acquiring Jalen Ramsey. So now,
here's what this means to me, Donnie. Is this more about how the Steelers feel about Jalen Ramsey, or is this more about how the Steelers feel about Minkah Fitzpatrick? And obviously there have been all the talks and all the discussions of how Minkah was utilized. More interceptions in the Pro Bowl than he had in the regular season last year. And was Minkah being able to communicate well enough defensively? And clearly, they thought that it was enough to get out of this contract and move on from Minkah, which is still stunning to believe.
Yeah, so this will certainly have a lot of contract tie-ins and such, since Minkah was one of their big money players. This is massive. 412-928-9370. I do want to take some calls before we get to break here, but now we know the return. It is a one-for-one, a rare player-for-player trade. The Steelers are acquiring Jalen Ramsey from the Dolphins in exchange for Minkah Fitzpatrick. 412-928-9370. Maddie is in Newcastle. What's going on, Maddie?
Wow. I'm absolutely shocked, man. Oh, my gosh. I was going to talk about a little bit about, you know, obviously how we could make some moves in the free agency market to maybe go grab, you know, Gabe Davis or Keenan Allen, anyone to help that depth. But now, obviously, with this return that you're talking about, obviously changes how I want to speak about it. So, with this move, you know, I think we can all analyze Minkah. Going back to Miami, he's kind of been, I don't want to say not a bad ball player. He's been a great safety for us, but he's been kind of obsolete the past 2 years. Now with him moving out, now we get some really good depth at corner, which we've really been lacking along with the wide receiver position. I have a proposition. What if they moved Beanie Bishop into the safety position?
Now that
Minkah's gone.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting thought there, Maddie. I'm wondering what their play will be here. I mean, I think that Beanie Bishop could still hang out at corner and be that slot corner guy. I know that he could see his snaps go down now with three much better corners in play. But, I mean, it's going to be Deshaun Elliott and Juan Thornhill as the the starters. The Steelers also picked up a safety undrafted, Sebastian Castor, I believe the kid from Iowa. Maybe he ends up being like the undrafted free agent darling of 2025. Now I'm wondering if there is another move in the works of some sort, because this is massive Steelers news. Trading Minka Fitzpatrick, bringing in Jalen Ramsey, 412-928-9370. Roman is in the north side. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good. What do you got?
I can't wrap my head around this, man. This is crazy. I want to say it's a good move off instinct, but, like, you know, because we all know what happened in the AFC wild card game, you know. It was just awful. Minka was getting stiff-armed. It looked horrible. So, I mean, part of me wants to say I'm happy, but, you know, what does this mean for our defense? You know, what does this mean for Joey Porter? Are we still playing him? What's going on here?
I think Joey Porter's still going to play. We might just see a three-man rotation of sorts at corner. And given that Slay is a veteran who is into his mid-30s, Jalen Ramsey is now 30 years old, I don't think this really spells the end for somebody like Joey Porter Jr. I still think he has plenty of time to prove something in a Steelers uniform. I think this is more an insurance policy of sorts for a player like him.
Donnie, we're not done.
Oh, my goodness. Now what?
Omar Khan is at it again. Steelers-Dolphins, according to Adam Schefter, trade part two. Dolphins are trading tight end Jonnu Smith to the Steelers for a late-round pick swap, and Smith will get a one-year contract extension for $12 million.
All right, Limits, we're going to go to break. We're going to take a deep breath here. This is all happening at a speed to where it's hard to believe it's real.
And Donnie, you know what's really cool about it? While others are out golfing, here we are to react to it. Let's go, Donnie.
That's right, Limits.
Let's go, Donnie.
Because we're not the golfers, we get to prosper in this moment. Let's do it, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball.
host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.